Hey everyone, this is Three Questions with George Ann Warnock. There we go. There we go. I love it. All right, George Ann, I actually, George Ann is a superintendent. Am I saying this right? Is it Terrell ISD?
Terrell, you got it.
Oh, yes. Wow. Yeah. Right. And so I actually was in Texas recently. I was leading a workshop and I got there. It was a Saturday, Sunday, and I saw George Ann on Friday, and I had like a little celebrity moment. I almost died. I did. Okay. Well, listen, I followed George Ann on TikTok forever, and she is one of the most transparent, and you just are always asking questions. You're getting feedback from people and you just do such a good job. I was a little thrown off. I'm not going to lie. I was really excited. Yeah, so I know we've connected before, but I don't know, since you became famous on TikTok, I don't know. And yeah, You're still the same person.
Well, thanks. I felt the same way. I was like, oh, it's George. No.
Oh yeah. No, And I'm like, oh, it's the subbing superintendent. And I felt a little stupid for saying that, but yeah, I love your stuff. And if you follow, and we're, George Ann, I'm going to talk about some of the things happening in her district and just really amazing stuff that she's leading. And I know already, cause she did this amazingly well. She always defers to her amazing community, which is absolutely wonderful. So make sure, and George Ann's information is down below. So make sure you follow her, cause one of the best people in education to follow. And I just love your stuff. So I feel such honor that you joined me here today.
Thank you.
So I know George Ann is such an inspiring person, but when you think about teachers in your lifetime, and I actually threw this question at you, you're like, I don't know what to do, because I got like a million teachers I could thank, but you're gonna have to kind of limit it. So like, we got a limited time on this podcast. So if you think of a teacher, or I'll give you teachers who inspired you, who are people you think of and why?
Okay. Cause I could start in preschool and go through and give you, I was blessed with just a treasure trove of amazing teachers that impacted me. But I'm going to talk about three real quick. Peggy Laughlin was my challenge teacher in elementary school, and she was, super inspiring, like pushed us to totally think differently, challenged us, gave us a lot of autonomy as learners to create and design. And she was actually named a finalist for NASA's Teacher in Space program when I was in fourth grade. And I had her in like throughout elementary school, had her just one day a week that we would get to go be with Miss Laughlin. And just the experience of watching her become a finalist for Teacher in Space. And we were devastated when she wasn't selected. You know, that honor went to Krista McAuliffe.
Right.
But just to get, like, it was so inspiring. You know, she was inspiring. And, like, I wanted to be an astronaut and a, you know, teacher, and getting to have her as an educator. And then in high school, I had two amazing, like an integrated humanities class, my junior and senior year. And my junior year was taught by Renee Simons and my senior year by Jo Beth Brizendine. And, both of those women were just, brilliant. They pushed us to think, like discuss, argue, you know, debate, challenge, but I knew they also loved each of us as people. Like, you felt special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that, first of all, shout out. two things I thought of. You don't know this, but one of my teachers was one of the alternates for the Challenger too.
Really?
Yeah, his name is Vladimir Morawski. He was a science teacher, and we were watching that because I can't remember if he was there, but I knew he had part of it. So, like, what a small world! It's a small town in Canada, so it's like one of the most vivid memories I have, you know, from my childhood.
Miss Laughlin was there, and I mean, I was devastated when I got home. I called NASA, and
really,
they connected me, the operator connected me to Cape Canaveral. I was in fourth grade. I mean, I was 9 years old. And they tracked her down at the launch at Cape Canaveral and got her on the phone to talk to me.
Wow.
I mean,
Yes,
so that's a crazy connection, though.
That is. And the other thing, too, and I shared this at the I shared this at the retreat that we were at, and it was the, and it's a meme that I saw, it's not mine, said when we were kids, we should have, like, we were taught, do not talk politics and religion with strangers. What we should have been taught is how do you talk about those things in a civil manner? And it's like, amazing, because that's what your teachers were doing.
Yeah.
Right? That's a really, you know, important thing that we need to focus more on, you know, especially now. Like, a lot of it, there seems such contentiousness, and it's like we need more people like having conversations about this, but also recognizing humanity, that, you know, like we all of us have the same goal. So I love that, because I don't know if we had that I don't want to say contentiousness, I don't have that like civil debate in, you know, my school experience, and I wish there was more of it, because I think there, you know, a lot of conversations, it's like, I think I just love that, because I think totally ahead of their time, and need them to come back. That'd be awesome. So all right, administrator, you're an incredible administrator. I know you also know somebody who was in your house who's one, who actually had a chapter written about him in my book, right? Your husband, Matt, correct?
Yes.
Just amazing. It's like a retreat in your house. So when you think about really incredible principals, administrators, superintendents, who is someone you think of and why?
The very first principal who hired me was Dr. Sheila Mayer. And she was, I mean, it still is. I mean, it has been a career-long mentor. I mean, she is my work mom for sure. But hired me as a teacher and just had incredibly high expectations, but also like incredibly high belief that you could reach those expectations. She believed in developing us. So, I mean, as the cadre of teachers on her staff, I mean, she really sought every opportunity to grow our thinking, our expertise and our craft. I mean, she really worked to build that. And then also just inspired autonomy, had us showcasing our work and ideas, and, you know, sought opportunities for our growth and development as educators. She was an incredible leader. And when she left, the principalship, it was to go become the associate superintendent of all of teaching and learning. And she's a brilliant thinker about the learning and how it works and how we should be inspiring learning, encouraging learning, strategies for learning. She's just brilliant. So yeah, she has been a lifelong mentor to me.
Give it up. Let's give it up. I love it. You know, the thing, one of the things you said, or actually two things you said, because there, you talked about her really bringing out the best in you and pushing you, but then you also talked about autonomy. One of my like red flag answers, if I say like, how's your principal? Oh, they let me do whatever I want. I'm like, cool.
No, she did not let us do whatever we wanted. There was very like, but autonomy within the structure.
Parameter. Right. But there's like, it's like, hey, like, I want you to explore, try some stuff on your own, but also I'm going to push you. Right. Like that is that I think a lot of people, we don't give us credit, that are really good in education, they will leave jobs if they feel they're not being pushed or mentored. And that, and it's not that they don't have autonomy to do things, but like a really great administrator will bring out something better in you than if you didn't have one at all. And so I just love that, because it's not you either get autonomy or, you know, or someone's on your case. There's like got to be that kind of push pull. And I think that's a really important aspect. I love that. All right. So one of the things I really love about your TikTok, what's going on? We're like doing this.
I'm
like,
sorry. I'm turning around here because
I love it.
Alert on my other computer that keeps going off and it's singing and I'm going to turn it on. Sorry.
This is like real live in the office.
Real life.
I love it. So, Georgia, and this is one of the things this is honestly, Georgia, one of the things I said about Georgia's account is Georgia just wherever when she does her videos and things like that, she's not like I'm sure you have like a media relations or something in communication department, but you're like, just kind of do whatever. You're just like, hey, I'm here at this conference. I do this. And you're not like waiting to have it scripted for you or anything like that. And so one of the things I really appreciate about your TikTok account specifically is your willingness to learn and ask questions. And that you can tell, like, when you're asking questions, it's not like you have a predetermined answer. You're like, hey, like, what do you think of this? Like, give me some thoughts and ideas. So you're, to this day, and I think that's such an important thing to be as a superintendent. But I know if you can go back to the first years of your career, there's probably things you would change that you would do differently. So if you can go back and talk to your first year teacher self, what advice would you give?
Wow. My first year teacher self. Well, this is kind of a funny story about my first year teacher self. So I got hired to start in January. So I had done a master's program. I had a bachelor's degree, no certification. So I went and did a master's in teaching and did my student teaching / internship, whatever it was, in the fall, and then was eligible for hire in January. So what was open for me to teach at the campus where I did my student teaching and with that amazing principal was this class called Success. And it was teaching freshmen like study habits, the school song, kind of habits of highly effective teens kind of work. And then there was the, and then I taught like remediation for kids who hadn't passed their state test. So that was what I taught my first semester of teaching. And the person at our campus who coordinated the Success class, there were several teachers that taught it. She didn't know that I was teaching it. And so it's like 2 months in and she calls me to her room and she was like super leader on campus. And she, it's like, I did not know you were teaching this. You don't have the binder. You don't know what you're supposed to be doing. And, I just remember like, oh, well, the person before me left her binder, the Success binder. So I've kind of been following it. And she's like, well, where are you in the binder? So I told her like, I'm like halfway through, I'm kind of killing it in the binder. And she's like, you are. And I just remember being like, well, how long did you spend on the school song? I'm like, I don't know, like 2 days. I mean, I just had everybody sit in a circle and we learned it. Rah, rah, re, re, here we go. Everybody knows that they can sing it. She's like, that is a 4-week unit.
I'm
like,
oh my.
Song? I mean, it's like, everyone's supposed to like internalize and like you had to draw pictures about each like thing. I'm like, well, yeah, I didn't do that. I'm not going back. I mean, objective, learn the school song. We accomplished the objective. Like, let's make the assignment worth the time kind of, So that was my first semester. And I think I was probably like, oh, okay, well, let me go back. I mean, just feeling like shamed that I had not taken the requisite amount of time to adequately
the school song
and to get really deep in what it meant, so I that was that. But then the next year I taught English 2 and world history, and so I think going back to that I would have probably told myself to give kids more choice in what we were reading. And I felt a lot of like tension with, like we've always taught, just some boring old story. And this is what we have to teach and it has to be this story. And I don't know that it would have had to have been that. And I could have brought other ideas that I had at the time that as I grew in my career, I felt more comfortable being like, okay, well, I'm going to do that and we're going to do this. You know, we're going to learn about the archetypes with whatever, da, da, da. But I'm going to also bring in like Star Wars and Harry Potter, and we're going to talk about how those connect over time, in addition to learning about Odysseus. Like, we're going to make connections between these things for kids. So I think I would have told my younger self, like, you have good ideas and you can bring them into your space in the framework that is here. And you know what's good for kids, and you know, don't be afraid to be creative about things that might inspire. Because I know the kids were so much more excited when we would make connections to Harry Potter, Star Wars, and the hero's journey versus, you know, always just following what was prescribed. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And you can tell from your work today, there's been a through line for a theme of what you do, is that you're always trying to like listen and learn from the people you're serving, right? Like that's what you do right now in your community. I see it all the time, and trying to evolve. There's a quote, I cannot remember exactly, but it's like basically the idea that, you know, some people like how things are and they'll never have them change, but there's some people that are continuously, you know, trying to push the vision, and it for us to grow as a society, we are dependent upon those people. And so like your willingness to challenge things, to try new things, based on your own knowing how to help serve the community from what you hear from them is really, really empowering. So I love that you were doing that from day one, but maybe you should tell that school song a little bit more. Hey,
yeah, I failed them. I am sorry to
the
38 children that I had.
Sorry.
Not just get the full school song experience.
Just 2 days. That's it. Just, I'm like, yeah, why did you teach it for two? Like, yeah. I probably only needed one. So,
rah, rah, ree, ree. Let's go.
You know, I love it. All right. So, hey, everyone, Georgianne, thanks so much for your time. And this is the best thing about what I love about this. You can learn from Georgianne, obviously, in this podcast, but follow her after, because you will continuously be inspired and honestly get ideas for your schools and your classroom. So, that's what I love about it. So, Georgianne, I look forward to talking to you more. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I hope to see you soon.